How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 93.7 WEEI, Rich Shirtley, Ken Laird, Ted Johnson. You can give us a call at 617-779-7937. Thank you for the Helmet House of Pain reintro song there that always gets the head.
That cleansed the palate after Pearl Jam?
I like that song. That wasn't Pearl Jam. That was Eddie Vedder. Big Heart Song. Listen, I'll take any Eddie Vedder except for that song he wrote about the Cubs. That song was just...
yeah, not the best.
Don't let them tell you it's only a game. He did that live at Fenway, and I was like, time to pee. All right, let's go to Tyler on line 2. What's up, Tyler? How's it going?
Completely disagree with what you're saying about the clock in the home run derby. I think it was a terrible idea. You're telling me it's not nauseating watching somebody hit a home run and the camera traces it and the media flashes back because they're going rapid fire trying
yes,
to hit home runs up?
Exactly. Thank
you. I want to see absolute bombs. I don't want to see these like camera flipping back and forth and I'm potentially having a seizure trying to track a ball.
There you go, Tyler.
Point Cruz was hitting balls 520 feet. You couldn't even tell where the ball
You're
was
right.
going until after his round was over, and they're going through it mechanically and watching his swing, and it's like, sweet, this ball goes 520 feet. What's mm-hmm. the point if I can't appreciate it live?
Boom.
I want to see breakdowns of swings. I want to see balls going far, dude. I don't want to watch anybody else, like, you know, flipping back and forth trying to track a ball the whole time.
Such a good point, man. The camera could not keep up, man.
Yeah.
And that adds, obviously, to the aesthetics of the whole thing.
Which, by the way, Tyler makes a good point, but it also kind of goes a little towards why I don't like this is because it would shut up the broadcasters a little bit more. Because how many things can you say about a home run? It's like, and Berman used to like, brack, 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 but now they're like, everyone's like, oh my God. You're like, you just saw that 14 times.
Well,
like, every home run isn't an oh my God. It's the home run derby. And they act like each one's like the, you know, the creation of man.
How about the analytics now? I did a deep dive today in the Athletic on bat speed, EV90, the 90th percentile of a player's exit velocities over a season correlated with bat speed. And they break it down by hitter. Wilson Contreras, fifth best out of these 8 hitters, so he's in the mix. He's not the worst.
You know, I will go so far as to say, oh man, I'm probably going to regret this take. As the only outside of the game itself event out of all the 4 sports that's worth anything is the 3-point contest.
No, come on. You're going to watch tonight. The derby is good. You didn't play the home run derby in your backyard as a kid growing up?
Yeah. But it's lost its luster, Ken, right?
Okay,
don't you think?
I mean, tonight it's back.
Okay. Yeah.
No clock.
Wow. You know what?
Did you hear the passion from Tyler and Natick?
I think Tyler's 100% right. I couldn't quite say exactly why I didn't like it. He nailed it. It's because they go so fast that you don't even get to see the home run land before the next one's being hit. So, but I'm not the biggest fan of the 3-point or the slam dunk.
Dunk's awful now. It's done. I mean, you know, it's like now there's guys who you don't even know winning the slam dunk.
That's true. What in hockey doesn't really have like a
the slap shot one's pretty good.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Skater.
But if I miss it, I miss it. The NFL has one that I actually kind of like, and I know Ted, you're probably not going to like this. I don't mind
Enhanced
the
games.
One. What's that?
The enhanced games? Where they
No, I'm talking about the NFL's got that one that Mac Jones was a part of. It's where you have – it's almost like a shooting gallery where you've got all the moving targets.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I don't mind that one.
I don't mind that one either. Okay. Yeah. But, I mean, it's not a classic. You know, home run derby's a classic. Give me the home run. I'm curious. I'm going to watch tonight just to see how it comes off aesthetically because I've been turned off by it because of the clock. So
we do get some texters pissed off they can't watch it. If you don't have Netflix, you cannot watch. There's no way around that. So that kind of sucks. That's part of the new deal.
Unfortunately, that's just the way it's going to be. We can sit here and we can complain all we want, but these places are making way too much money for them to give up doing this. And like especially with the NFL, you're getting screwed. If you are not somebody who subscribes to all of these different streamers, you're not going to be able to watch all the games you want to watch. That's just the way that it is. And
when you got franchises getting sold for $10 billion,
that's insane, man.
Yeah. These guys are getting their money back one way or the other.
That is crazy. I would think of all of the different apps to have, I would think everybody have Netflix.
Netflix, yeah. That should be your first, I think. What's your first pick in
that's
the...
That's definitely a Netflix is my first one.
There's nothing good on Netflix anymore.
Like, you what? Know what?
You're
an Apple guy. I watched Widow's Bay first episode, by the way. Not bad.
Yeah,
great
too.
Show.
You guys
great
like it?
Show.
It's a little... I don't like the end of it scared me that it might be too much horror because they show like this chair, like the electric chair or whatever. And I'm like, oh boy, I don't know if
they show this chair.
Yeah. This you know what I'm talking about, Stiz,
yeah,
at the end?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I was in until then.
You're going to hate the next episode.
Oh boy.
Oh no, no. Widow's Bay is good. No, but Netflix, now that I Think You Should Leave is done, and I was never a Stranger Things guy, I there's really nothing on it that I want to watch. Like I canceled my Netflix. There's really nothing to watch.
I do watch a lot of HBO. I think they've got good programming. That's a top three pick.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, HBO's legit.
HBO's been good. I'm going to give you warning though. I watched something this weekend and I couldn't have been more disappointed. There's a brand new Larry David show where Larry David he's like in moments in history.
Yeah, yeah.
It is shockingly bad.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
Like I can't believe he's part of this.
He nailed it in during the next series. So. He was distracted.
He did, and it's like and I saw clips online that looked funny, and then I actually watched it, and it's like horribly produced. It's not good. Don't watch that. Like finish Widow's Bay.
That's very disappointing. I named my cat after Larry David.
Oh yeah, yeah. Wow. Well, listen, he's got enough. He's got enough a good track record to not let that ruin it. Let's real quick go to David. David, what's been a man? How's it going?
Hello, David.
What's up, boys?
What's up, buddy?
Let me get you off speaker.
Thank you.
That would be nice.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
There we go. So you guys were alluding to it about 5-10 minutes ago. They beat, even though they went 10-0, they beat up on mediocre teams. But they start the second half of the season going through the gamut. I mean, they got Tampa, Baltimore, and Toronto, three division teams they got to move up on. And
well, you're ahead of Baltimore and Toronto right now. Shocking.
Yeah, you're in third in the AL East, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's just like a game, right? It's like a game better than Toronto and Baltimore. Right. It's very tight.
It's tight.
So, I mean, they got to separate themselves from those two teams, and it would be nice if they can move up on Tampa a little bit. I mean, and the wild card race, they're still a half game out. So this is going to be very vital to the rest of the season, the first week in the second half. Because I remember also about 2 years ago, they started the second half of the season on a major landslide mm-hmm. against the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. And that just set the season. That just set the second half of the season up for catastrophe.
Yeah. Well, David, I appreciate your call. Ted, let me ask you something that I heard. I think it might have been Rich Keefe say something, and I actually agreed with him. He said that he feels that, or maybe it was Adam Jones. He feels that the last 3 weeks, the Red Sox in reality are closer to that than they are to what we saw at the beginning of the season. Do you agree with that?
Oof. That's a hard one because you haven't had Crochet, you haven't had Anthony out there, Trevor Story's been missing. It's just, I don't know, Siegler? You got Nate Eaton up here, you got Monasterio.
You got Romy back.
Romy, T.C. Chang. I mean, I don't know. Are these the guys? I mean, do we know who these guys are? I mean, they're coming up and they're playing good right now, but I don't know. It's hard for me to sit here and feel real good about the lineup when you got a lot of just kind of utility guys.
But what did you say about runs per game over the stretch?
So they're 5.3 runs.
That's good enough. If you could keep that up, big if.
In the average, that is a big if. Again, the last three teams they played are 33 games under .500 combined. So I don't know. I got to see it against better competition.
You know what I'm caught between here, Rich? Your excitement, because when you get excited about the Red Sox, it starts to pull me. Remember they beat the Braves and Rich was like chasing the bumper like a dog?
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable.
But then there's Ted's skepticism, which is, I mean, it is tough to be in the middle of this.
Dude, I mean,
this is like the Jalen trade. You were so, God.
I feel like there was a point in the season, like, where you with the record that they had, that if they were to have made the playoffs, it'd be the first time in the history considering how they started. I mean, it's just... So they're gonna if they do pull this off and get into the playoffs, and then it's they've accomplished something that they haven't accomplished.
But it's so different now. You see that stat where this is the first 9-0 road trip since 1977.
Yep.
Yeah. That team in 1977 won 97 games and they finished 2.5 out. It's unbelievable the difference in baseball from the 70s when you would miss the playoffs and now. I mean, you win 82 games, you get in.
You're right. You're right.
This American League is so bad. It's historically bad.
Yeah, that's true.
But the reason I agree with Adam Jones about this past couple of weeks being like more what the real Red Sox probably are than at the beginning is like think about how unbelievably out of character it was for Caleb Durbin to be as awful as he was. Like that was nobody expected that. And now he's on fire right now, but I think we expected him to be more like this than we did at the beginning of the season, right?
Yep.
Right. Okay, and the pitching seems to have obviously, you know, continued to be the way. They've been great almost all season long, so I guess that's kind of an equal.
Yeah. Yep.
But they are hitting better, too. And we knew that they needed a big bat, but we didn't expect them to be as awful, to leave as many men on the base as they were during the beginning of the season, to be as... bad decision making at the plate, whereas now they're playing smarter baseball. I don't think any of us thought they were going to be idiots like they were at the beginning of the year. I just feel that they may not be as good as they were over the last 3 weeks, but I do feel that they're closer to that than they were at the beginning of the season.
Well, if that's the case, then make a little buy there at the trade deadline and get you
no half measures, Ted. Half measures. Okay. Go all in, baby.
Make a big buy then.
Big buy.
Yes. Yep. Go all in. Come on. Save your job, Breslow. This is the
Mike
one
Trout.
Time.
Let's go with Mike Trout.
Sure. Why not?
Alvarez, Jordan.
Yep. Go big or go home. All right. 617.
Jordan, please.
Yo.
Are you kidding me? That would be huge.
If they would trade a triple crown candidate, has that ever happened?
Oh, man. Probably no.
You could make it worth. Hey, there's always some.
That
deal
would be
done.
Now you do that. Oh my gosh, this place would be nuts. It'd be nuts.
Yep.
Anyway,
absolutely,
please,
absolutely. Let's make it happen. Come on, Craig. We're counting on you. We can all take back all the crap we said about you, except for me. Not till the end of the season. Not till you win. I won't like you until then. 617-779-7937. All right, I got to get Ted's take on this whole Tom Brady potentially helping the Seahawks win the Super Bowl. We will get to that in just 2 minutes. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.